It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Holloman Air Force Base officials said Afghan refugees have arrived. Base officials said the first Afghans to Holloman arrived on Tuesday. The Air Force Base did not specify how many refugees arrived at the base. The Defense Department previously said that multiple military installations across the U.S. would temporarily provide housing plus medical care and other support for up to 50,000 Afghans. Officials have said refugees would undergo testing for the coronavirus before arriving at the military bases. The annual Labor Day Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts returns live again this weekend with state-required COVID precautions. Emily Guerra spoke to Holy Cross Retreat Center Director Father Tom Smith about their main fundraiser.
How did the COVID-19 pandemic affect Holy Cross Retreat Center?
Holy Cross Retreat Center depends on having large groups who are able to come to be here for a retreat or a conference of some sort. And starting in March of 2020, we've been unable to do that. We have some small groups, we have some groups via video conferencing, and we have individuals, but we've not been able to have that. So that's a significant loss for us and for the people who like to come here. It also has been a time when we've been able to welcome other people individually, and that's been good.
And what about the immigrants? I know you help migrants a lot.
Yes, we have. In the past, for 2.5 years, we welcomed a lot of those who were seeking asylum. That has kind of dropped off for the most part during this time as well. But we have received individual immigrants who've come through as individual or small groups. Just recently had 6 men from Guatemala, 1 man from El Salvador, and some others. And then we've also started welcoming homeless people who need a place for a short time to get settled while they're getting ready for a permanent place. A social service agency has been working with us. And so they'll stay for sometimes a couple of weeks or maybe a few months or so. But it's been very heartwarming to be able to do that, to help some of them get settled. And some people needing medical therapy as well. So we've been trying to use our space for helping the local community.
And now your space is back for your Labor Day weekend special Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts, returning after you haven't been able to have public events the last year. What are the goals of the event?
The goals of the event are sort of threefold. One is to promote good art, because it's fine arts. And we would like to invite people to come and display that so that other people can buy it and support the artist. Another is to promote the Retreat Center as an event or place where people can come for prayer, for conferences, for rest. And then third, of course, is a fundraiser. It's our main fundraiser each year. And so this is a significant form of income for us as well.
Well, you had quite a loss of income over the past 18 months due to the pandemic. How have you been able to sustain yourselves?
Well, we were fortunate to be able to get some of the financial aid that was public, you know, like it's called PPP, Paycheck Program, and then also grants from a couple other organizations. And then people have been generous to us as well. People who say that they believe in what we're doing, so have given us individual or group grants, donations of some sort. And then last year, we had sort of an online festival that helped a bit too. So we did have the raffle last year, so that was a source of income. But it's through a number of other ways, and God's been good to us. I think since we reach out to others, provide hospitality to those in need, then people see that and try to support us.
And it's a non-denominational retreat center.
Well, it's primarily Catholic. It's owned by the Franciscans of the Province of Our Lady of Consolation. But we welcome people of all different faiths and traditions. New Mexico State University had a group here from one of their departments, public health department. We have meditation groups. We had a dance group here recently. You know, when we have more space, we offer that for other groups as well.
And the pandemic hasn't ended. What are the rules that you've put in place for the returning of the festival?
Well, we're state certified within New Mexico, and so we follow what they're doing. Just recently, as you most people know, that they've been asked to wear masks inside in public places. And so we will be following whatever the state mandates at that time. This time, as long as they're outside, it's not required. But when they go inside the room or the dining room, we're going to be asking them to wear that if they're not eating or drinking.
Have you had any difficulty in getting vendors back or artists because of the pandemic?
We have fewer this year. We have a total of 75 vendors or 73 vendors this year. Usually we have 85, sometimes even 90. So there are some of the people, vendors who are still hesitant to come back. And we understand that and we respect that. But we've done fairly well. We have 8 new artists. We have some new food vendors, brisket and pulled pork and hamburgers and things. And so I think it'll be well worth it. It'd be a very fine event. The event starts on Saturday, September 4th at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes until 5 o'clock on that day. Then on Sunday, we have a 9 o'clock Catholic Mass in our chapel. The festival itself opens at 10 o'clock and 12:30. We're having something new this year as a motorcycle blessing. Somebody suggested that. Lots of people like to ride motorcycles, especially on Highway 28 on Sundays and other days. And so we invite them to come here for a blessing and then to view the art or have a meal with us. Or we go into our beer garden that we have this year as well.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Father Tom Smith at krwg.org.